Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church this last Sunday and approach it again from a family angle. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our children, youth, and families director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this week we started a brand new series called Faith First, where we're just taking a look at how our faithfulness to Jesus, but also his faithfulness to us, should really be the thing that shapes the way that we approach each and every day. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at 2 Timothy, which is just a fantastic book or letter from Paul to this young believer, Timothy, mm-hmm. upon whom a lot of responsibility has been put, and even more is going to be put very soon.
Yeah, it's kind of at the end of Paul's line, at the end of his work, and he's passing along that torch to mm-hmm. Timothy. And that can be scary at any age, and no matter how long you've prepared for something, but especially when you're young and you're not overly confident in your abilities or what you know, and stepping out can just almost feel impossible when you're not so sure of yourself, and when you have to rely on something that is not you to kind of be prepared for that task.
Yeah, it's a huge task. Apparently, Timothy was maybe even in charge of a church at this time, or maybe many churches, and at a time that was really risky. It was during the persecution that was begun by Nero. Mm-hmm. So Paul, as you say, is in prison, and he's actually slated for execution. Yeah. So this young Timothy, who has a heritage in faith, his grandmother and his mother were both believers, which is pretty unusual, mm-hmm. and they'd entrusted him with this gift of faith, but he's also been ordained to be a leader. At this time, that's super dangerous to be a Christian in Rome. So Paul reminds him of that, reminds him of his heritage of faith, and then reminds him that it's up to him to fan the flame of his faith. And I think that's something that we can all think about, don't you?
Right. In our lives, you know, we could have an upbringing of faith or, you know, a family of faith, and mm-hmm. that's really, really great. I think the more people we have of faith in our family, the better we are off. You know, we're off to a good start at that point. But it really is up to us. We can't just kind of rely on that faith of others to get by in life. We actually have to cultivate our own faith. We have to fan that flame, like he says, and we have to really build that up, because once those people are gone, what is our faith going to stand on if it's not our own?
Yeah, and it isn't always easy to do that.
No.
I think it takes a lot of trust. Part of what we were talking about on Sunday is, you know, it's one thing to have an intellectual kind of faith, or even do all the things that indicate faith, like go to church and like read the Bible and like pray. But the way that we do it is really where the rubber meets the road. And if we're doing it with real confidence and trust in God, and actually with a little bit of swagger, mm-hmm. you know, about the way we approach our faith, I think that's what Paul is trying to inspire in Timothy, who is a little timid and he's a little young, trying to inspire in him this reliance on the Holy Spirit. He says to him, the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. All the things that we really need to approach our faith with real muscle.
Right. And it's like anything in life. It's not necessarily about getting the correct result. It's about how we know how to do that, how we go about doing that. And it could be, you know, anything from a sport to math. You could find the right solution, but do you really know how to get back mm-hmm. there again? Is it something you can continuously do? Do you actually have knowledge of, you know, where that came from, or you're solid in your understanding of that? Maybe not so. It doesn't have to be so in order to get that right result. So that's what he's really talking about, is it's about how you do it, how you get there. do you have that faith that's going to push you forward? Are you cultivating it? Do you know where it's coming from? Are you relying on the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is really how we do faith day in and day out? And that's truly what faith is about. It's not just those good things that we do, go to church, you know, pray, do those things. It's about the reasoning behind it and the way behind it.
Yeah. And it's super important because we need to know the truth about our faith, the real teachings, the real stories,
sure.
all of that, because there's a lot of confusion out there. At one point, Paul was talking to the church in Corinth, and he was talking about how people easily accept what he called a Jesus other than the Jesus that he preached,
mm-hmm.
or a spirit other than the spirit that they received when right. they were baptized, and even accept a different gospel other than the gospel that Paul had brought them.
Right.
And we face that in our day, too. There are a lot of different gospels,
mm-hmm.
good newses out there.
Right.
A lot of different versions of who Jesus is and what Jesus was about, what Jesus really said, what he really right. didn't say, all those things. And it is up to us to search the scriptures and get good guidance to understand what the real teachings are, but then go the step further and implement those in our lives with the power of the Holy Spirit behind us.
Right. It's about getting in that right gospel message, the right Jesus message, all that stuff. So meaning we have to dig down deep into the word in order to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not fooled by what's around us. But then also taking action on that, not just being comfortable with kind of head knowledge, but uh-huh. actually like using that head knowledge for something, you know, to work out our faith, to work out in our lives. So we have to have both of those steps in order for faith to be working. It's not solely about what we know, but it's also how we act and how we respond to what we know.
Yeah. So it isn't just what we do, but it's the way that we do it. It isn't right? just that we know all the stuff, but the way that we really, truly rely on the Holy Spirit right. and ask him to guide us and then actually listen to that guidance and do it. I know that in my life, certainly after I came to faith, I had a lot more confidence and a lot more, confidence in a lot of things I was doing, is even raising my kids,
sure.
Making decisions. A lot of things changed once I had the foundation of the Bible, but also just that reliance on knowing that God was truly with me and actually interested in my life and guiding my life.
And that's a big thing. That's a big thing for Timothy here as Paul's, you know, writing this letter to him. And it's something for us, is that we need to have that reliance on the stuff that we know and God being with us in order to step out and do those things. Because it's not always about us. It's not about what we can do on our own strength and on our own knowledge and in our own time. But it's about how God sets us up for that success and how we're going to actually use that to be successful in our lives. We need to use our faith for the here and now and not just for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes that reliance on God and understanding that, yeah, we might make mistakes in it, and that's okay. If we're relying on God, he's going to set us straight once again through the power of the Holy Spirit and through that guidance of the Holy Spirit, so we can have that confidence to step out and make those choices that he's leading us to.
Yeah. So truly, the spirit that God gives us is not a spirit of timidity, but he gives us a spirit of power
yeah.
And of self-control and discipline to be able to, make sure that our lives are being conformed to the word and to what God's purpose is for us, but at the same time, really step out and live that and enjoy living that too.
Yeah.
I think what Paul is really trying to get across to Timothy is this idea that he can live out his faith with that kind of confidence and that kind of joy, the same way that Paul is facing his death that way,
mm-hmm.
that he really trusts in the Holy Spirit. And it comes from that faith with which he's been entrusted and how he's built on that and fanned the flame of that faith.
Right. It's really up to Paul, you know, in his faith, to have that courage and that understanding and that knowledge of God to kind of face that. And then it's up to Timothy to take his own faith mm-hmm. and to build that and cultivate that. Like I believe you were saying to me earlier that, you know, each generation kind of has mm-hmm. their responsibility. So now it's Timothy's responsibility to cultivate that. And Paul's kind of walking him through it here before he's gone, but he's helping him to find that strength to kind of, you know, rely on the Holy Spirit and then like start strengthening his own faith there and start walking in it and find that peace and that, you know, understanding and all the ways, the path that he needs to go down.
Yeah. So that torch of faith has been entrusted to mm-hmm. Timothy from Paul to Timothy from his parents. Yeah. And of course, it's been entrusted to us mm-hmm. all these millennia of the saints who have come before us. So for each one of us, we have that obligation, but also that privilege to fan the flame of our own faith, really step out with confidence and with swagger and with true trust in God and live out our faith with joy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so good that to have you with us today. If you're ever in Burbank, of course, come worship with us here at church. And otherwise, we'll see you next week on Under the Stained Glass.
Bye.